Hey, what's up, Bolts? Training for Thursday, June 28th. We got some good stuff for you. We're going to get warmed up with a fun little funnel tag warm-up, then get into some barbell work to kind of get you used to the movements that we're going to be performing in our strength. So we have sumo deadlift against bands. You guys have done this before. We'll get set up. We're going to have a 9-minute EMOM, 3 reps every minute on the minute. I want you guys to reset each one of those reps, get set up again, and then have a nice, strong, fast pull off the ground, really engaging the core, squeezing the glutes, using those hips to drive up. Again, we want to always engage our lats, so take your time setting up for each one of these reps. So it's only 3 reps. Each rep should be light and fast, but not 3 fast reps in a row, if that makes sense to you. From there, we're moving on to some kettlebell jumps. These should be light. It's going to work on that hip explosion going into our workout. So tomorrow is Karen, 150 wall balls, 4 time with an 11-minute cap. You guys have done this before a couple times. I know it's a tough one, but I want to see as many of you guys show up to class. I mean, I know you guys all looked at the weekly chalk talk. It's all gotten in your head. Don't cherry pick tomorrow, guys. Do not cherry pick, okay? Have a plan going into tomorrow and try to execute it. You know, make it sets of 7, sets of 6, sets of 5, whatever you got to do to kind of stay fresh with short little rests so you guys can continue through. Do a set of 5, drop the ball, let it rest for about 3 to 5 seconds, and then re-pick it back up and do another set. So it's all going to be dependent on how you kind of get yourself mentally prepped for this and physically prepped for it as well. So if you guys hit a good set without going till failure or hitting fatigue too early, you guys are going to be in good shape to finish out strong at the end of this workout. So that's how you want to attack this. And as always, put notes in the comment box so you guys all have the app that you sign up on. If we're unable to add everything by the end of class, you guys can go ahead on your phones. It's the same way you sign up. You go to add results, go in there, put what you did, how you felt, how you broke it up. So when you guys come back to these workouts, you kind of know what you did last time, what worked and what didn't work. If you guys don't take notes on it, you're not going to know how it affected you or what you did well on or what you didn't do well on. So be sure to start taking notes after each one of these on the app. It takes 2 seconds. Broke it up in sets of 7, felt great. Or broke it up and did my first set of 30 and I died for the rest of the workout. So it's simple stuff like that that you guys can write in there. And you'll be able to go back and check it out. So that is the workout for tomorrow. We'll finish with some fun accessory work, sled pulls, just moving the legs. We'll be with partners accumulating 200 to 400 meters with some light sled pulls. So rest up, guys. We'll see you tomorrow again. Don't cherry pick tomorrow. I'll be watching.